What's good with you folks? Welcome in to Game Time. Matt Verzal filling in for Nick Baugh. Well, man, George, big back there mixing it up on the ones and twos. George, how was your weekend, bud?
It was ruined by snow.
Ruined by snow? Did you have big outside plans?
I wouldn't say big outside plans, but I had plans, and then I looked outside, and I was like, oh, I don't have plans anymore.
What were you going to do?
I was going to go to Lincoln.
Oh, for the game?
No. Oh. Just on Saturday, just to hang out.
Oh, right on.
And I saw it was snowing, and I wanted no part of it. No, thank you.
You know, you got to be a skilled. You're from Chicago. You got to be a skilled snow driver.
Yeah, you can be a skilled snow driver, but then you can also be a smart skilled snow driver.
Well, all right. Anything else crazy?
No. Watched wrestling and the All-Star game yesterday. Other than that, no. Nothing crazy.
What wrestling did you watch?
They had a pay-per-view. It was Elimination Chamber.
Oh, like WWE?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
told you. Yeah. I'm a big WWE guy.
I know. We talked about it. We talked about your lack of knowledge of a lot of things. welcome into the show. I am kicking it here with you for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Nick's out. It's hoop season. This is what it gets to. It gets a little chaotic this time of year. You're going to get your fill of herbs also. Hot basketball takes a plenty of coming. All-Star weekend has come and gone in the NBA. Three-point contest. Hop on there, basketball guy. We're gonna talk this out. Can you get away now? Skills competition in the NBA, I'm good with. I like the All-Star skills competition. I think that's cool. I think that's fun. Agree, disagree?
Agreed.
Okay. Do you expand that out? Because the creativity in the dunk contest is there anything else you can really do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dead serious. I think you bring in YouTube dunkers for the dunk competition.
I think that's the only thing left to
yep.
do, because even I've been victim of going on YouTube and getting sucked in to these professional dunkers who really get paid to dunk.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing some of the stuff that they come up with is just, like, mind-blowing. But there's a lot of speculation going on Twitter in the last 24 hours.
With what?
Giannis actually went on Twitter and said, dunk contest next year, thumbs up, thumbs down. And then Donovan Mitchell came in and said, if you do it, I do it. And then we've also gotten another tweet with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, which a couple years ago they put on that performance.
Right.
They said, we should run it back. And Aaron Gordon was like, hey, Zach, it's in your town next year. So speculation.
So you're saying the star power, the dunker power of it was low this year?
Yeah, I mean, because even Diallo, who did a really good job, if let's be honest, if you walked past you on the street, you wouldn't know who he was.
No clue. Nope.
And even the Collins guy from Atlanta, same deal.
Right.
I mean, like Dennis Smith Jr., he's a name, but he's in New York. You don't know who these guys are. Not saying that they didn't do a good job. But you don't know who these guys are. If you get a name in there, that's going to get people up. And especially if you get Zion next year, the excitement then builds that way. So if you don't get a name, then reaching out to YouTube stars, that's the only way to make it more exciting.
Do you need it? Do you need a dunk contest anymore?
No.
What do you do instead? Nothing?
That's the thing, is that like it's been such a staple since the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You don't want to get rid of it, but then it's like, here's my expectations when I go in, I just want to see one thing I haven't seen before. That's my expectations. It's gotten to a point now where we've seen almost everything, and I just want one thing that I haven't seen before, and then I would consider that a success.
Yeah, but So you just need one new thing?
For me.
I mean, we've jumped over everybody. What do you do? I'm running out of things.
It becomes.
I think the human body can do
exactly.
You know, that's why I think even because it isn't a safety issue, right? I mean, are you worried about the safety of the guys that are in the dunk contest?
I mean, obviously, you don't want your best player to be in a dunk contest and then getting hurt or anything like that. I don't think that's ever happened, but I don't think a safety issue is a thing. It's just coming up with creative ideas and then executing those creative ideas.
So what? Okay. Because to me, I mean, I just think it's run its course. And maybe you just put it on ice for a couple years.
Yeah.
Do something else, say bring it back. Because right now, I mean, to me, the billing is three-point competition. It's where the league has moved. Everybody's more excited about seeing guys just bombing threes than they are dunking.
And you know what? And I even have a way to take that to the next level. Mm. It's already exciting.
Whoa. Let's get on it.
But what I would do, especially next year, I'm a big WNBA guy as well.
Okay.
So they have a three-point competition.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always for let's put up the WNBA three-point champion against the NBA three-point champion. As soon as the NBA guy wins, and then kind of very similar to college,
right?
How they do theirs.
Yep.
And then you put them on each side of the court, and then shoot.
Let it roll.
Let it roll. And Allie Quigley, she's a three-point competition now 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years in a row.
Right.
She's a real deal.
What'd she have for points? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but she went on a very like streak that Steph and Joe Harris did on Sunday, on Saturday.
I'm just saying, this is how bad I am. That was the first time I ever heard of Joe Harris.
I wouldn't say you're the only one.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Brooklyn's not on TV.
Tell me this, because I want it back. Listen, I grew up spoiled with sports, right? The dunk competition was it. Like, it was everybody stop what you're doing. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
You would legit, like, everybody would stop and you would watch. And even the three-point competition with Bird and everybody, you know, everybody else shooting in that.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Hodges, you know,
19 in a row.
Oh man, it was just a great time to be able to watch that. But am I way off base to make this make the dunk competition teammate pairs? Okay. So if I bring this in now, I got two guys in there, and they've got a your preliminary rounds. Okay, you have a set stock amount of, or a stock dunk. Right, and then you add your flair to it, and then the championship just do whatever you want. So I'm going to base everybody on the same. I got two teammates on there, not my all-star teammate, and this is my teammate that I play with.
That you play with, okay?
Right. So first round or two, maybe I do three rounds for it, whatever. My first two rounds, hey, you got to complete these dunks that we've seen pairs do, but you can add your own flair to it. The ball has to do this from the thrower, the ball has to do this from the receiver, but both the guys have to dunk. So one guy's got to throw one, and you know what I'm saying? So now I bring a little different flair to it. And then in the finals, whatever, go as crazy as you want. Because I do want it back to I want it back exciting again. Because, man, as a child, sitting around, see MJ take off, the human highlight film, even though, and then you go, you know, I mean, Neek was unbelievable. Neek got screwed a lot in the dunk contest. I'll say it. And I'm a Bulls fan. But then even to, you know, Kenny Skywalker was doing crazy stuff. So I don't know. It was just a way for it to be a little different, but to bring another. I want it back. I want it to buzz again. And this year just wasn't very exciting.
I like your point. I know they tried to do something very similar to that a couple years ago where they had three, but it wasn't teammates. It was like Paul George, John Wall, and they had one other guy, and then they gave him like a minute 30.
Right.
And they're like, do some really cool stuff between the three of you guys.
Right.
But what we were missing from that year was the one champion. Like, all three of them were like good, and there was like two teams of three and that kind of stuff, but we didn't get that like one dunk champion. But I like your idea. I like that, and I feel like that could possibly take it to another level in a sense of us seeing something that we hadn't seen before.
Right.
I like that idea.
I mean, that's a lot. Like, it was so fun when I was a kid. I would look forward to watching it every year. And I'm not even basketball. Basketball now is my fourth. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, man, it's just, oof.
It's one of those things that you knew was coming up, and then you'd take your Saturday off, and you'd sit down and watch it.
I didn't even tell to the lady that we at last night at Paisans, we were kind of winding down the night. There was three folks sitting at the bar. They were having a couple beers, and then there was a couple guys sitting in the dining area. And the guy said, hey, can you turn to the All-Star game? I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And so our TV set up. I changed it. It changed the TV that one of the ladies at the bar was watching, and she got super pissed. And I didn't know because I was leaving because I just needed to go home and get some sleep because I've been under the weather. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know. And evidently, she got super pissed at the bartender. I was like, so sorry, ma'am, if you were sitting at the bar, there was no intent. I didn't mean to change it from the softball game to the – it's just those two TVs were hooked together, so when it changed, it changed. So no intent there. But yeah, I got in this morning, and the kid that was barking us goes, oh boy, she was mad. Like, she was mad.
Mm.
And so, yeah, but that, well, my point, though, is I didn't even know the thing was on. Like, you know, we had on the dunk contest and the other stuff, and it was kind of, honestly, it was like background noise to all the folks in there eating. So I just, I don't know what you're, maybe, right now I think hockey has the best All-Star weekend.
Ooh.
I do, because that, their skill, the skills competition and the speed competition is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they do in that is unreal.
Right.
Unreal.
It definitely is. But that, I think, and the NFL's is terrible. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, let's be, yeah.
Except for the dodgeball. Like, the dodgeball's like, all right, I can watch this.
I watched one round of that, yep. And it was like the last round, and I was like, man, I wish I would have watched the whole thing. That looked good.
Dodgeball obstacle course, like, give me skills competitions. Let me see you do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Even the carnival type one where they're throwing at the moving targets, like there's bullseyes dragging across. I'm in for that. I think maybe that's where, but yeah, hockey, to me, number one All-Star game. I think that's, that was her last name, Coyne, the gal that skated. Yeah.
Mm.
Unbelievable. And she was like a second behind the guys. I mean, that was super cool. But then the skills competition, all that stuff, I'm in on that. Hockey, to me, it's hockey, basketball, football. And baseball's just there. Baseball's a distant number four. But, yeah, so not a whole bunch going on today as far as interviews. So, guys, we got tons of phone line open. It's Nebraska. I know you've got football questions, even though it is the offseason. Hit us up. Don't be afraid. Give us an email here at the 1620 Zone inbox. Brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally. EquitableOnline.com. They're the sponsor of the inbox. And don't forget to hit me up, Verse 51. On the Twitter and the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Phone lines are always open, 402-951-1620 or 877-951-1620. Be happy to answer any and all questions you have. Getting a lot of chirp here about Nebraska basketball on this heater that they're on, two in a row. I'll tell you what, John, we'll answer John's email when we come back here from break. We're going to take a quick one. Come back. More game time, 1620 The Zone.